ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemies law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia. A U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A group funded by billionaire Elon Musk is offering Wisconsin voters $100 to sign a petition in opposition to activist judges. The move comes 2 weeks before the state's high-stakes nonpartisan Supreme Court election and after Musk's Political Action Committee made a similar proposal last year in battleground states. Musk's Political Action Committee, America PAC, announced the petition in a post on X Thursday night. The campaign for Susan Crawford, the Democratic-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court, says Musk is trying to buy votes ahead of the April 1st election. Musk and Republicans back Crawford's opponent, Brad Schimmel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of the funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. A proposal meant to help farmers keep sandhill cranes from destroying their crops can now be brought up in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The proposal would allow farmers to receive financial assistance for purchasing a bird repellent called Ivapel. According to State Representative Paul Tittle, the repellent is a seed coating that supposedly spoils the taste of the seeds for the sandhill cranes, which would drive them away from other crops. The proposal would also allow farmers to apply for crop damage funding because of the troublesome birds. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the 8th national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
As head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy for a while yet this morning, but the wind will die down and the sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some flurries or sprinkles at a high of 47. We're back to 52 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Barry Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the center, WRCE.
Brother, what's up? This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. I'm very excited, man, for this past weekend. I was going to give a shout-out to my high school, man, Wisconsin Lutheran, for pulling that off. They won the WIA Division I championship along with my brother's school, MAS. First time in history, man, for them, and they're actually thinking about changing MAS's division to Division I, so they will have to play against the high school that I graduated from. And that's going to be interesting. I ain't going to lie. It's going to be real interesting.
All right, man. Yeah, it's that time of year, man. It's all basketball. And
oh, yeah.
Marquette and Wisconsin are out of it already. So, you know, I tried to watch a little bit of it. College basketball, I wound up... I'm kind of hooked on the women's league.
Yeah, that's always intense.
I was never, you know, prior to last year with Caitlin Clark and
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese. Yeah, I watched women's basketball a little bit, but I really got hooked on it last year. And so I didn't watch the guys, the NCAA. I just watched the women, and it's watched a great game, South Carolina and Indiana. And so that's it. Watched a little bit of basketball, but the rest of the time I got a lot of rest, and I haven't done that for a while. So I'm strong, and I'm ready to go. Listen, as we await my guest, Mr. Richard Trenton, who's the executive director of Main Street Alliance. And for those who don't know, Main Street Alliance is a national advocacy network for small business owners. And so, you know, he's the guy now who's at the wheel of that. And we're going to talk about small business. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Mr. Reggie Jackson, as we will be every Monday from this point forward. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. So great show lined up as we await again. My guest, Mr. Richard Trent, Executive Director of Main Street Alliance. Let me say what I know about small business. When I was a young man, the city where I live was permeated with small businesses. And those businesses were really financially supported by many men and women who worked in industry. And so they were able to while they worked in industry, they were able to, you know, create their own businesses and then could financially kind of support their own businesses with working the job that they worked, in addition to the fact that there were people who had disposable incomes. And I can't wait to have this conversation with Mr. Trent the executive director again, as we await, you know, his appearance on the show. Small business is, you know, the majority of the businesses in this country. Always has been, always will be. But they struggle constantly to survive. It's been an ongoing struggle with people. And our phone lines open as always at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Yeah. Yeah. As they struggle to keep those small businesses afloat. Now, one of the things Joe Biden did, you know, is offered financial support to small businesses. He invested in them. That's not going to be the case with the president that we now have. And so when you talk about, let me just put it in this perspective. I do what I can to support small businesses. Small businesses and people who step out on that island and invest their life's savings. You know, they're pioneers, man. You know, God bless anybody who is involved in their own small business and try to make that work. You know, first off, having a product that is going to be worthy of people buying, and the fact that, you know, you're going to be working from sun up to sundown, you're going to invest all of your savings in the hopes that you'll be able to, you know, pull this off. And man, I got to tell you, there's so many people who I know who went into small businesses and lost everything.
Yeah.
Because they have to run that risk, man. They can't generally get capital unless they put their homes up.
Or cars.
Or, well, cars aren't going to get it, man. They, you know, if you're talking about, you know, and Tony has it, hits it right on the head, good luck to any small business trying to compete with all the monopolies of today. Mm. It is more difficult today to be a small business owner than it ever was during my time. And so people still try it. They still go into debt. Sometimes they mortgage their homes. And I'm just wondering, 855-752-4842, if there are any business owners in this audience who want to chime in on the difficulties of trying to make that successful. On average, the average small business owner basically employs himself and a family member. You're not, you know, for the most part, man, you're not going to get wealthy. I'm not saying it's not possible because, you know, some people have been able to overcome it, but the numbers are very dismal for those who are able to succeed. And I know in our community, the community where I live, if there's very little disposable income with the people who live in the community, and you open small businesses, I watch them struggle and come and go. And I watch the brightness in the eyes of the people who step forward and take that risk. And it is a big risk, man. It's a major risk to mortgage your family's future and try to make this work. And, you know, I've gone and I go to some of these places where they have these small businesses and they try to come together collectively, and maybe this is an opportunity for them to make a couple bucks. And man, you know, I'm watching these people and I'm saying, wow, God bless you, you know. But resources have to be forthcoming. Since the majority of the businesses in the country are small, you would think that that would be a place where the government could best utilize its finances in trying to make sure that those small businesses survive. Tony, again, I can only imagine the HR complaints from that family member. You know, yeah, man, because, you know, and I know a few people, and they've gone out of business and they started again. And they go out of business again. Yeah. But sometimes I guess that's it's what it's going to take in order for people to be able to overcome what they're really attempting to do. But if that's your dream, I've never had that dream. You know, I've never in my life ever wanted to be an entrepreneur. I know people who have been. I know a few who made it through. But the majority, and you don't want to dash people's dreams.
No.
But this is the difference, man. Again, as we await my guest, yeah, between what Joe Biden, former President Joe Biden, did and what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is not offering any support at all for small businesses. And Donald and Joe Biden did. He put money into small communities, into small businesses. That's what the government should be for, not to help the wealthiest amongst us. And so I've talked with a few small business owners since the transition from Joe Biden to now President Donald Trump. And many of them are thinking they're going to wind up having to pack up shop anyway because they don't see any forthcoming support from the government.
Do you feel like tariffs play a role in that too, as the reason why small businesses are failing?
No, tariffs I don't think have anything to do with it. It is just a matter of where you are. Now, if you live in a suburban community, a well-heeled suburban community, and you start a small business where there are people who have disposable income, you stand a better chance of surviving. But if you live in rural areas, in urban centers, much more difficult to make a go of it because there aren't, you know, it's just not, the money's just not there.
Right. I was saying that because mostly like the stuff is imported from out of the country, and then the high tariffs are costing us a lot more to pay, you know, in regards to that. So like, say, for example, if they're buying something from China or India, in regards to that, they're not paying the, you know, cents to the dollars. They're paying more of the dollars to the cents, in a sense. And it's just, it becomes a little bit more as to what they have to sell to consumers, and then it makes the price go up. So people don't want to buy.
But if you look at what small businesses, so here's the difference when you're talking about the tariffs and the products that come from China and the products that come from Mexico and the products that come from other places. Those people aren't competing with small business because that's big business.
Right.
The stuff that comes from those places winds up in Walmart and all those other places. The average, small business person in the community where I live, they sell T-shirts, they sell, you know, whatnots, which is what we used to call them when I was a kid.
Knickknacks and all that.
Knickknacks, yeah. and you know, maybe some paintings and things that they've done themselves, but not a whole lot of, you know, things.
Got the DVD, man, the CD.
All right, 855-752-4842 is the number as we still await my guest, Mr. Richard Trent, Executive Director of Main Street Alliance. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump are out of control. Slashing healthcare and food for hungry kids. Eliminating the Department of Education. Now Musk and Trump are trying to buy a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, spending millions to elect extremist Brad Schimmel. And if elected, Schimmel wants to criminalize abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Brad Schimmel. An extreme rubber stamp for Musk and Trump, and wrong for Wisconsin. We need justices who are fair, who know right from wrong,
Judge Susan Crawford has spent her life standing up for Wisconsin and keeping us safe. She'll always protect our right to choose. And Crawford will be the check and balance we need against Elon Musk and Donald Trump. On April 1st, vote Susan Crawford for Supreme Court. Go to www.iwillvote.com to find out where and how to cast your vote by April 1st. Paid for by Power to the Polls Action Fund, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Woman and everything you own. Law of average plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you down, yeah. Bad love. Yes, sir. Bad love. Bad love. Bad love. Bad love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It looks like we're not going to be able to have our guest appear today. We'll certainly reach back out to him. I think it's a very, very important conversation to have, especially considering the fact that major corporations, the chances of major corporations coming back to this nation, you know, some may happen, but it's going to take long, long time, you know, 5-10 years before you see these major corporations come back and have an impact on the average American. But I got something that I wanted to discuss. We're going to be joined by Reggie Jackson in hour two. But I've got this great, you know, video that I was listening to, and I want you to hear it, and then we can certainly share some ideas and thoughts on it. Calvin, excuse me, Cardi, if you will.
Give me one second.
All right. You know, I'm just reading all these different things. Donald Trump and many others said he was not going to touch Social Security. All of that has changed. You know, they're talking about Social Security now. And he said he wasn't going to touch Medicare. But, you know, that's not going to happen. They know where they have to go in order to get, you know, the resources necessary to offset those tax breaks for the wealthy. Let's play this short video, Cardi, please.
Do it.
America, the time has come. The moment is upon us. Shackled by false hope, bound by the illusions we wove, the reveal is clear now. The project is made manifest. The warriors have taken to their corners. Swords drawn, truth abandoned. Lies crawling through cracks like ivy on a dying house. Trust no leader who stands in solidarity with the big lie. They do not lead. They devour. Abdication of power, so the powerless can be erased. Changing your vote is not an option. Taking responsibility for what you ushered in, that will be your life's work. I hear the train coming, a relentless engine screaming through the dark. It is an alarm. It is a warning. The attack is from within. O Constitution, the enemy is within. The hinges are broken, the sycophants are in charge, and the foreign hand that hates our progress, it does not move alone. We set our eyes on the great white hope, believing salvation could come from deception, believing that lies, if dressed well enough, could replace truth. Deceiving self has replaced dreams. Hypocrisy is only a word. Lies are only untruths. But democracy, democracy is a dying breath. The line is drawn. The people fear the unprecedented time. But hear me. No one is coming. It is you who must stand up. It is you who must make a pact with your neighbor. It is you who must say enough. Doors locked, secrets spilled like blood. The fox is in the hen house, and he is sanguinary. You gave him the keys, Speaker of the House. Now the soldiers must mount up.
You know, that is as powerful a dissertation and well done. You know, the English language is so beautiful when it's spoken by a master. And this gentleman is a master. And the language, the way he presented it. But more than anything else, the truth in what he spake. I mean, this is what is happening. This is where we are. I don't know, you know, he sanitized it because he's such a wordsmith. But we're going to play it one more time when we come in, you know, on the other side. We're going to play that again, and then we're going to open the phone lines because that's it. This is the time. This is where we are. The inherent danger is there. And for anybody who thinks it's not, my goodness, what planet are you on? This is real. It's time. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Welcome your phone calls. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Walk around in a day with your pockets back. Go to see a woman and she ain't even there. Sing wisdom and all your
news from the center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, now offers students ages 15 to 17 the opportunity to take DMV's knowledge test from the convenience of their home with parent or guardian supervision. The knowledge test is a two-part exam that covers rules for the road and important road signs. This new online process is available to students who have completed the classroom portion of their training, and the driver training school notifies DMV. Wisconsin DMV joins 11 other states in providing this online option through Know to Drive, DMV's contracted knowledge test vendor. The $10 fee for the online service will go to the vendor, while DMV will continue to offer the test for free in DMV customer service centers. Security measures are in place to ensure the integrity of this testing method. Know to Drive uses cutting-edge fraud detection and prevention methods to ensure security. Before the test gets underway, the student will have an initial photo captured for verification purposes. Photos taken randomly throughout the test will prevent fraud or deception. Students are also not able to move off the screen or open browsers without detection. This program is limited to two attempts online. To pass, the applicant must receive a final score of 80% or better. If an applicant fails either or both exams, they may reattempt one more time in home. The $10 fee will be required each time. Upon passing and completing the test, a certificate of completion is emailed. This, along with other required documents, should be taken to a DMV customer service center for testing validation and to receive their instruction permit. DMV recommends all applicants schedule a service appointment with DMV to receive expedited service. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy for a while yet this morning, but the wind will die down and the sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some flurries or sprinkles at a high of 47. We're back to 52 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
Let's go to Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, hiccups or gas, what's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of a sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat Harvey Kaye will discuss the threats posed to Social Security by the Trump administration. Does calling about missing Social Security payments make you a fraudster? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
See you.
welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Military veterans are becoming the face of Trump's government cuts and Democrats' resistance. We're going to get into that after, you know, Cardi, I get you to play that cut that we had right before. Just focus. He speaks really soft, but listen to the power in the words. Cardi, if you please.
Oh, America, the time has come. The moment is upon us. Shackled by false hope, bound by the illusions we wove. The reveal is clear now. The project is made manifest. The warriors have taken to their corners. Swords drawn, truth abandoned. Lies crawling through cracks like ivy on a dying house. Trust no leader who stands in solidarity with the big lie. They do not lead. They devour. Abdication of power, so the powerless can be erased. Changing your vote is not an option. Taking responsibility for what you ushered in, that will be your life's work. I hear the train coming, a relentless engine screaming through the dark. It is an alarm. It is a warning. The attack is from within. O Constitution, the enemy is within. The hinges are broken, the sycophants are in charge, and the foreign hand that hates our progress, it does not move alone. We set our eyes on the great white hope, believing salvation could come from deception, believing that lies, if dressed well enough, could replace truth. Deceiving self has replaced dreams. Hypocrisy is only a word. Lies are only untruths. But democracy, democracy is a dying breath. The line is drawn. The people fear the unprecedented time. But hear me. No one is coming. It is you who must stand up. It is you who must make a pact with your neighbor. It is you who must say enough. Doors locked, secrets spilled like blood. The fox is in the henhouse, and he is sanguinary. You gave him the keys, Speaker of the House. Now the soldiers must mount up.
You know, Cardi, powerful, right?
Talk to me, man.
Amen. Very, very powerful. Powerfully said, but absolutely accurate, 100%.
I'd say 1,000%.
The nation is in serious trouble. Trouble like I've never seen in my life and in many of your lives. And the future of this nation is at stake. And yet, there are still people who blindly think that this is good for this country. It's not. It is not good for this country. There's no way possible what is taking place. A blind man could see that what is taking place. You heard the man say, we've been taken over from within. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long I've been saying on these airwaves that we're going to be taken over from within. And we're there. A group of people who call themselves Americans, who could care less what any of that means and what any of that stands for, who could care less about what the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what any of those things stand for. You know how I know? Again, today's AP, military veterans are becoming the face of Trump's government cuts. The men and women who fought, bled, and died for those values, for supposedly what this nation stood for, and all that's been sailed down the river for a madman and greedy, greedy people who could care less about the American people. Let's go to the phone line. CJ, you're up.
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call on Motown Monday. You know, that melodramatic music behind that beautiful dictation of success coming America's way.
Success?
Because
hey, wait a minute.
Did you hear
anything of what that man said, man? Did you hear any of it? So how can you say? So how can you say? How can you say?
We're watching success. We're watching leadership. We're watching America be respected again. A leader, because what we had in the Oval Office was selling out our country.
Hey, CJ, listen to this. Bring him down. He's going to tick off the Supreme Court. Former Governor Chris Christie warns Trump against clash with Roberts. GOP, Senate. I'm not talking about CJ. CJ doesn't have a clue. These are Republicans. GOP senators warn Trump agenda will be slowed by internal divisions. CJ, these are conservatives who don't see what you see. They're not running around talking about success. They're warning about the inherent dangers that Donald Trump is bringing to this nation. Bring him back up.
You didn't care when Biden went to the Supreme Court. CJ, I just said
to you, respond to what Republicans are saying about Donald Trump. No, don't tell me what I said. Respond to what Republicans are saying about Donald Trump. Respond to that.
I'm showing you what a hypocrite you are and your party is.
You didn't have a problem when the president went to the Supreme Court three times. So let me do this, CJ, because I'm cut him off. The hypocrite is the man who won't respond to his own party, who says they're headed down the wrong path. Not Earl and not Democrats. These are Republicans who have said that the nation is in trouble, and that Donald Trump is taking the nation down the wrong path. So if CJ, who is clearly clueless, he has no idea whatsoever, he's blind. He's a MAGA, which means he can't think independently. He has no independent thought. He can't even respond to what his own party is saying. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Exhibit A of someone that is a cult follower by a cult leader. Just remember that. Earl, is it too late to talk about the small business thing?
No, go ahead.
Because I'm a small business owner, and I have been for 20 years. But I am a mom-and-pop shop or a mom-and-pop business. Someone out there in the people need to distinguish the difference between a mom-and-pop small business, because Republicans, who are very good at twisting words and making words new definitions, they're very, very good at saying, we're for the small business. We're for the small business. Yet you're for the small business like the Widow Hendricks and the U-Lines and the John Menard. You're not for the air conditioning and heating guy like a Gary or a small business like mine. You're not for that. So what they try to do, though, is they try to put them all into a big basket together. So therefore, the true mom-and-pop small businesses vote against their own best interest, and they don't – they think they're part of the bigger business somehow.
So, Tom, hang on 1 second. Despite their name, small businesses loom large in the United States. These businesses define here as those with 500 employees or fewer. So that supports what you were talking about. 500 employees is not a small business.
No, it isn't. And in fact, I've always said to all of my mom and pop small business cohorts out there, one, when you have a business where you don't know everybody by their first and last name, then it's time for a union. Because at that point, you're too big to be a small mom and pop business. Also, when it comes to these people that, like I said, it's almost like these mom and pop businesses want to be called a small business, like the 500 employee business. I wish we could find a way to distinguish the difference, because Democrats work very, very hard. Kamala Harris had a first-time small business tax credit for over $50,000 for new mom-and-pop businesses. And that was something that really would have helped the mom-and-pop small business, not hurt. And I just hope everybody really, really distinguishes the difference between the person that has an idea and doesn't look at it like, you know, I have a lot of freedom. Obviously, I can listen to the radio all day. I have a lot of freedom owning a small business. And a lot of times, even the mom-and-pop small businesses, like Gary and CJ or whoever else it is that's out there calls themselves small mom-and-pop small business, we have a lot of time on our hands. We have a lot of people that are not in the corporate hierarchy and the hierarchy of people. We can do what we want. We can make the decision we want.
But I would say, Tom, you are a successful small business. I know many small business people who work their fingers to the bone and struggle nonstop, and they can't get access to financial support. Okay? A person with 500 employees can get capital that a person with two can't get. They shouldn't be considered the same. All right. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our break into spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your stations, listen in, then get set to text to win. It's time to break into spring with WRCE.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Wake up, CJ. maybe it's too late for him to wake up. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Susan. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I really liked what that gentleman had to say about this country, and I believe in it 100%. My relatives came here in 1879 and actually loved this country. We fought in, I have relatives who fought in almost every war this country has fought in. We are patriots. And as far as I see, people like CJ and Cassandra and all the people who voted for Trump are traitors to this country. We need to go back and we need to consolidate ourselves and get together and take back our country and get our Constitution back in order. I see Trump as I'm sorry, he is a Russian asset. Why Putin has this much control over Trump, I don't know, and I really don't care. But I believe in this country. I am American. I'm a patriot, and I always will believe in this country.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call, as always. Mike from Kenosha, you're up.
Hey, good morning. Happy Motown Monday. Listening to the Trump administration over the weekend outright defying judges' rulings and much less of the subpoenas, and they don't even try to hide it anymore. The quote from the Trump administration was that we don't care what the judges say. We're going to do whatever we're going to do. And that's what we're seeing. It's horrible that, you know, the facts seem to be ignored by a group of people. And when we present them with empirical data in the facts, all they do is pivot to go somewhere else. They never, ever address the issue. Last point is... the GOP reclassified small businesses of $1 billion and less and 500 employees or fewer. I'm thinking that was 2009. Don't hold me to that. The reason why is they wanted access at the
capital,
the bailout money.
Yes.
And they wanted to be able to coin the phrase, we're doing this for small business. You know what? $100 million, $200 million, $500 million in sales. That's not small business. Small business is 20, 25 people or less. And that's what is the backbone of our workforce and our economy. Again, we have to get to a point where we can at least present truth to power as fact. And then maybe, just maybe, we can fight this fight and win it.
You know, Mike. But, oh, go ahead. Finish your point.
Well, I was going to say, they're pulling the wool over our eyes, and every day they're giving us more nonsense. And we're allowing, not all of it. You're right.
They're pulling the wool over the CJs and others.
Well, they're trying to dupe us all. We're all in the pool. We can't, you know, say this or that and divide us anymore. I mean, we're all in this thing now. And to your point, we don't have the luxury of years or to the next election. They're ignoring the judges now. They are outwardly defiant on judge rulings. They have been for years now. Why would we think that they're going to follow any rule of law? People, this is the real deal. And I just hope and pray that we have what it takes.
You know, Mike, this is the real deal. This is not, this is not some, you know, some nightmare or some dream or some dream that we had. This is real. And as that gentleman stated, he said it in a soft, beautiful way, you know, that I don't have. But man, it's showtime.
It is showtime, and when the rest of the world, our allies, their intelligence people are saying publicly that Trump appears to be a Russian asset. When our allies say such a thing, they don't say it lightly. They say it really for the benefit of we the people, if we're listening. The problem is not enough of us are.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Up next, Reggie Jackson, author, public speaker, and many other things on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we've got Angela Lang from Block here as our co-host for the day. Also, Representative Darren B. Madison, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matinair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip to Greenland.
I'm also coming to celebrate the long history of mutual respect and cooperation between our nations.
and to express hope that our relationship will only grow stronger in the coming years.
But Greenland's prime minister told a local newspaper the countries are now at a level where it can in no way be characterized as a harmless visit from a politician's wife, referring to President Trump's comments about U.S. interests in Greenland and the fact that the National Security Advisor and Energy Secretary will be part of the delegation. A U.S. delegation's in Saudi Arabia right now meeting with Russian officials for talks focused on ending the war in Ukraine. In Washington, a three-judge panel we'll hear arguments over the Trump administration's bid to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members and sentencing today for a Kenyan man affiliated with the Al-Shabaab group convicted of attempting a 9/11-style terror attack in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
Local radio.